a regular collaboration with the Washington Post Sunday Magazine. This week, as part of its special dining guide, the publication introduced us to a chef who infuses his dishes with the flavors of his homeland, the Ivory Coast. His delicate use of alligator pepper, white melon seeds, and palm sauce may help him land a big honor. Chef Muru Ouattara is vying to become the next Iron Chef on the Food Network. So before he's too big in the culinary world to give us the time of day, we convinced Chef Ouattara to show us around and give us a taste of the blend of food and culture at his place in Alexandria, Virginia, Farah Olivia.
Welcome to Farah Olivia. I'm glad to have you guys here.
Well, thank you. So just stepping into the restaurant and looking at around, it's spare, but it's warm. What are you trying to evoke?
Well, I wanted to do a simple, modern American restaurant. But, you know, I come from Africa, West Africa, Ivory Coast. So I decided maybe I should put some part of my background in the restaurant, but not so in your face. You know, I wanted it to be a little settled. So we finally decided that maybe hanging coconut rings in the ceiling was the appropriate thing to do. And the little animal pattern behind the bar, you know, make you think, yeah, this is modern American but little African flair here and there.
It's kind of African fusion.
Basically, I wouldn't call that, I wouldn't go that far.
Okay.
Because basically here we do American cuisine.
Okay.
Because of the fact that I always think that the best way you can cook is to do what you know best. For that,
and you think you know American cuisine better than the West African?
No, well, I know two cultures. You know, I lived in Africa for 22 years, and I lived in America for about 20 years.
What brought you to the U.S. to begin with?
Computer science.
Really?
Yeah.
You know, that's a cliche.
Computer science. We thought, and my brother was here, and he was studying here. He thought that the future was all about computers. So, you know, in America, is leading the way. So it would be best if I was to come to America, learn how to work on computers, and go back with the science in Africa. And I came, and cooking stole my heart.
I was going to say, how on earth did you start cooking?
Well, you know, every now and then you have to, you know, try to earn money here and there. You know, my brother was in charge of me, and I guess he was a little tired. So he asked me if I wanted to, you know, work and earn money. I said, yeah, no problem. The first job I had, guess what it was? I was a dishwasher. I thought it was, easy.
But then how did the cooking start? You just being around the kitchen made you got you interested in what else was going on there?
Well, see, back in Africa, my mother cooked for about 40 people at a time. And, you know, with that kind of cooking, you need a lot of help. And as the children, we help hold this and chop this and that for her. And I think that I learned how to cook. Let me put it this way. Cooking was never something strange to me. Because of that fact, because of the fact that I'm always around, or we're always around when my mother's cooking. So when I came to America and I started as a dishwasher, and it was a brand new restaurant, Iriki Restaurant. And one of the line cooks left, and they asked me if I wanted to cook. I said, you show me, I'll do it. And that's where it started.
So you've decided to focus on American cuisine, but you want to bring some of the flavors of the Ivory Coast into the mix. What are some of the herbs, the spices, or the elements that you might have, or ingredients that you might have in your kitchen that other people might not?
Well, back in Africa, we cook a lot with palm oil, the red palm oil. It's, you know, beautiful. It has a very nutty flavor, so it adds a lot of flavor to the dishes. I have that. It's hard to find on the normal market. You have to go to the African market to get that. I have a little something also called, we call it white melon seeds. They look almost like pumpkin seeds, but they're white. We make sauces out of it. And it's hard to find in America. Again, you got to go to the neighborhood, the community store to get that. I have what people know here as grains of paradise. We call them alligator pepper. Basically, it's a little dry pod that we actually make sauce out of the whole thing. You boil it, and then you puree it, and you add it to your sauces. In America, they present it as something like black pepper. We have kelp pepper. It's also from West Africa. I use a lot of that.
Is the idea that when people come to your restaurant that they will know that there are special ingredients, or is it just your special little secret? You just know, but nobody else necessarily knows.
On some of the dishes, you can tell. Like the lamb dish I have right in front of you, the sauce is palm sauce. when you taste it, actually we call it palm barbecue. See, which we infuse both cultures. We know that in the summer people love barbecue sauce with the grilling. So we decided to take the barbecue sauce, and we know that when we serve lamb in Africa, basically we use a lot of palm oil and palm sauce, so we infuse those two. So when you taste it, you know it's a barbecue sauce because you get that vinegary kind of taste and a little bit of sugar, but that nutty taste, you will know what it is.
Why That's not just problem. Go all the way and present West African cuisine? People in this country are used to enjoying cuisines from around the world. There are, you know, a ton of Ethiopian restaurants in Washington, D.C., and, of course, Mexican, my goodness. People have become very sophisticated about Chinese food. They can recognize cuisines from all over the world. Italian food has moved way beyond, you know, spaghetti and meatballs. And in the last generation, why not just go the whole way?
Well, I love your examples because when you really look at the examples, it took them probably a long time to introduce those cuisines to Americans. And for what I heard is that many of the Chinese food that you eat here never existed in China.
I've heard this too.
So basically, when you leave somewhere, you're trying to bring your cuisine a little at a time to introduce to the people. You know, if I'm serving some sort of fish that nobody ever heard of, and I add a little shrimp, that would make people taste my dish. Now, here, the setting is American. We want people to come in and try our food. And little at a time, we introduce African here and there and there. Maybe the next restaurant will be African, totally modern African. But at this stage, we're trying to just have people, get people to taste what Africa tastes like.
Well, speaking of which, I think it's about time to taste a little of what Africa tastes like. I think that what do we have here? These are some lovely dishes, by the way.
Thank you. Beautifully presented.
Spare, smell wonderful. You've got a little teaser here. What is that?
We call it shucked tuna. Simply, it's my version of sashimi plate. What we do, we take the white tuna, drop it in hot water for about 15 seconds, and then we take it out and drop it into a mix of red wine and soy sauce.
Mm.
And let it sit there marinate for about 3 hours. Now, next to it, you have a little bit of spicy mayonnaise. And next to that, you have little caviars, green caviar. Those are just wasabi.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh.
This is wasabi.
It's wasabi. I think I better taste this because you're making it so lovely.
You can get a little bit of soy and red wine, and then you get the wasabi, just like in a Japanese restaurant.
Mm.
And then you have a little bit of pickled watermelon rind.
Instead of
the ginger, they will serve you. That's what we give you.
Is that what that is?
Exactly.
Yeah. Yum. Excuse me while I inhale. Oh, that is nice. There's a little sweetness to it.
Exactly. They do pickled ginger. We do pickled watermelon rinds.
I'll just have a second bite just to be sure it's good. I'm not being greedy. I'm just clarifying. This is reporting. Okay. And what do you have here as a main dish?
This plate brings you American and African.
Mm.
Back home, when I was growing up, a lot of things are served smoked or cured or dry. I don't smoke it here, but I cure the lamb with a little bit of cardamom. So you get sweet and salty at the same time. Next to it, hey, people love collard greens, right?
True.
We bring barbecue and palm. Mm. So you get a little African and American
and,
at the same time.
And the collard greens, I must say, are served in this cute little... What is it, a little coconut?
Yeah, we use stuff like that in Africa. Basically, a lot of pottery or you know, wood-carved casseroles and stuff like that.
And there's a bit of... what is this on the side? There's a little... looks like potato, but I'm not sure.
My mother used to make that. We used to call it futu banana, pounded banana fritter.
Here, banana fritter.
I fry it a little bit, pounded with a little bit of, you know, onions and a little bit of palm oil. It works very well with the sauce and the lamb. And next to it, you know, in America, a lot of people like to eat their lamb with mint.
Mint jelly for reasons that escape me. I'm sorry.
I don't know.
That's bizarre. Why don't you just slap a peanut butter and jelly sandwich on the side? I don't know what that's about, but
guess
I digress.
What? But guess what? I give you your mint. Mm. We have white mint caviar on the plate. So this is mint.
It's mint?
Yes.
Why is it clear? You're not tricking me. It's not toothpaste, is it? Come on now.
No, you soak your mint in the liquids you want, water, and season the way you want to season it. And then turn it into a caviar, which is a very modern way of cooking now.
There's some like little machine that does this? They're like these little pebbles.
No, we do it, you know, it's bring it to two chemicals together, and the reaction really? Will give you things that look almost like caviar, basically.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Mm. So you're busy. You're not only running the restaurant, you're also doing television now. You're on the Food Network's The Next Iron Chef. Why did you want to do that? That seems like a lot of work.
But there's
constant
there's
pressure.
See, there's a way to look at it. Uh-huh. This is PR that small restaurant money can't buy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that will make the restaurant national. It's a national show. Everybody's happy watching it. There's a lot of drama behind it. So it's kind of cute to look at it.
How did you find each other? How did you find them? How did they find you?
Well, about a year and a half ago, I won a competition here to represent D.C. in New York. Compete against Bobby Flay as one of the Iron Chefs.
Wow.
And so I did the show once, and I guess they looked at what they had before and decided that I should come back and be one of the 8 contestants for the next Iron Chef. And that was just enough for me.
Okay. Well, the show is finished taping, and I know that you're sworn to secrecy and can't tell us how it came out, but... could we bribe you with a little slice of lamb and tell us, give us a hint?
No, I can't. The interaction among the chef was fabulous. I mean, we share recipes after the show, and it was great.
Do you ever get back home, and do people at home, your family at home, know what you're doing here?
I have not been back home since 1999, but my mother's here. She comes in and out every now and then, but she's here right now. They know what I'm doing now.
And what do they think about?
Yeah. Well, I'm pretty sure... Back in their heart, they still want me to bring that computer science degree.
My goodness.
Yeah, but my mother, I think she enjoyed watching me on TV because the whole thing is she loves seeing me cook and what she taught me. You know, it's like, yeah, you finally got it. Yeah. And I have a couple of brothers here, and one of whom is a chef as well. So, you know, it's you know, this is my home now, so...
That's great. Chef Maru Ouattara is the owner and executive chef of Farah Olivia Restaurant in Alexandria, Virginia. We joined him at the restaurant for a wonderful dining experience. Thank you so much for speaking with us.
It's my pleasure. Thank you for coming.